That's the Lonesome Ace String Band there, welcoming you to 2 hours of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm Mike Harding, and this is going to be a show entirely composed of new releases. The album that comes from is called When the Sun Comes Up, and the track is called Sully's Little Favourite. The Lonesome Ace String Band are probably one of the hardest working bands to come out of Canada. They perform loads and loads and loads of gigs, and it's obvious from the rapport and the feel that the band have got for each other's music that they've been doing this for a long, long time. Great stuff. Now, not just a new album, but a band that are completely new to me, Coda. Described as thus, we're seven men living in County Mayo, Ireland, connected by music. Our diverse vocal and instrumental backgrounds include folk, trad, blues, rock and pop music, combined with our experience of multi-part vocal harmony. The mix of genres and vocal styles is the result. Some songs are a cappella, some accompanied, some traditional, and some contemporary. Well, I've got to say that this is one of those wonderful things that happens from time to time doing this show. Completely out of left field, unheard of, comes a band that just blows your socks off. I think this is one of the most exciting bands I've ever heard. This is Coda from their new album Train of Spirits, with a song that many of you will know because there's been quite a few versions of it, but none, I think, as wonderful as this. Waterbound.
I went out late one night, moon and stars were shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down, tell you boys I was waterbound. Waterbound on a stranger's shore, river rising to my door. Carry my home to the fields below, waterbound, nowhere to go.
stars were shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down. Tell you boys I was waterbound.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That was Coda from the new album Train of Spirits with the Dirk Powell song Waterbound. I'm going to play you another track from them later on in the programme because they are absolutely top stuff. Another big bandish sound, the Salts are a five-piece band from the southeast of England. Incredibly gutsy stuff and a very, very big sound. Here they are with a great version of a sea shanty, a cotton screwing work song called Fire Marengo. Cotton screwing means packing as much cotton into the hold of the ship as you can manage. Here's the Salts.
Lifting my bag, carrying him along.
Far Marengo, far away.
Put him down where he belongs.
Far Marengo, far away.
Stow him in the hole below.
Far Marengo, far away.
Say you must and then he'll go.
Stuff. Fire Marengo from the Salts new album Brave. Want any information on the Salts or any of the other people on the show? Go to the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find links through to all the artists we've ever played. I'm going to speak very quickly and not say very much so that I can get more music in than talk. Christy Moore, my old mucker, is on the road again. He's got a 2-CD album called On the Road to celebrate that fact. Christy never seems to tire of touring and packs every hall he plays in. He loves appearing before people. This is a song written by his brother, Luca Bloom. Many of you all know it. City of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, some of them knew fame, more of them knew hardship, died upon the plains. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars. They brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Pushing on in the city of Chicago, as the shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Donegal. What do you think about that then, Joe Rowley?
City of Chicago from Christy Moore's new 2-CD album, On the Road. Somebody had the bright idea of getting Peter Knight and John Spires to get together and appear as a duo at a folk festival recently. The result was fantastic. You'll know Peter from his work with Steel Eye Span and, of course, Gig Spanner, his own band, and John Spires with Spires and Bowden and then with Bellowhead. Well, when the two guys came together, the result, well, two really ace musicians suddenly gelling, getting on with each other, having a great crack on stage and bouncing off each other. I saw them at Settle, tight, inspired playing, and a great rapport between the two lads. They've got an album out called Well Met, and from it, this is a cracking tune called Isadora's Reel.
Thank you.
sir. Isadora's Reel, Peter Knight and John Spires from their album Well Met. Some of the best English music you'll ever hear on that album. Nine Barrow are another English duo, and they've got a new album out called The Waters and the Wild. They just seem to me to be getting better and better and better all the time. I saw them live in Spain last year, and they were wonderful. But their new album is absolutely monumental. From it, this is the traditional song Prickle Eye Bush.
Hold the prickle eye bush, it pricks my heart full sore. And if ever I get out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. Oh, handman, stay your hand, or stay it for a while, for I think I see my mother coming over yonder stile. Oh, mother, have you bore me gold or silver to set me free? For to save my body from the cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree. Oh, no, I haven't brought you gold or silver to set you free. For to save your body from the cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Hold the prickle eye bush, it pricks my heart full sore. Oh, and if ever I get out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. And if ever I get out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. Oh, hangman, stay your hand, oh, stay it for a while, for I think I see my sister coming over yonder stile. Oh, sister, have you brought me gold or silver to set me free? For to save my body from the cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree. Oh no, I haven't brought you gold or silver to set you free. For to save your body from the cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle eye bush, it pricks my heart full sore. Oh, and if ever I get out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. And if ever I get out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. Oh, hangman, stay your hand, or stay it for a while, for I think I see my own true love coming over yonder stile. Oh, true love, have you brought me gold or silver to set me free? For to save my body from the cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree. Oh yes, I have brought you gold and silver to set you free. Oh, to save your body from the cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle eye bush, it pricks my heart full sore. Oh, and now that I'm out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it anymore. I'm out of this prickle eye bush, I never will get in it
anymore.
Prickly Bush from Nine Barrows' new album, The Waters and the Wild. Now, Connla are a five-piece band from Northern Ireland, and I've loved their work ever since I first came across them. Their 2016 album, River Waiting, was a real gem. They've got a new album out called The Next Chapter, and that pushes things even further. I think this is one of the most beautiful versions ever of the traditional song One Starry Night, but let's see what you think.
One starry night as I lay dreaming, one starry night as I lay in bed, I dreamed I heard wagon wheels a creaking. When I awoke, my the highways, I search the byways, I'll search the borings, camping places too. I will inquire of all the people, have they time or tidings or sight? Many the mile love with you I traveled, many the hour love with you I've spent. I dreamed you were my love forever, but now we find my love flew.
and Starry Night from Connolly's new album, The Next Chapter. Beautiful, beautiful version of that great song. Now, Winter Wilson are a duo that, well, probably one of the most hard-working duos I know. They always get an audience at it wherever they appear. We had the good fortune to work with them last summer at the South Lakes Folk Festival, and they really got the audience up and at it. They've got a new album out called Far Off on the Horizon, and this is one of their own songs, which I think is a cracker. Here's Winter Wilson with Hard Walkin'.
I got my feet in the water and I'm staring up the hill. It's a hard, hard walking, but I'm on my way. You don't achieve nothing by standing still. Hard walking, but I'm on my way. Dark times are coming, there's a cold black night. Hard, hard walking, but I'm on my way. I ain't rolling over without a fight. Hard walking, but I'm on my way. I give the fingers of the hurling flame. I'm subscribed to hatred, no, not in my name. Together we'll be fine. Hard walking, but I'm on my way. Hard walking, but I'm on my way. Hard walking, yes, we're on our way.
Go and see them if you get a chance, because they are wonderful live as well. From their new album, Far Off on the Horizon, that was Winter Wilson with Hard Walkin'. Now, I've already played a track from the new Stick in the Wheel album, Follow Them True, but I don't see why I shouldn't play another, because it's a fairly recent album. Raw and rootsy and wonderful. This is Stick in the Wheel with 100,000 Years.
To the end.
Whoa, that's a nice ending. That was Stick in the Wheel from their new album Follow Them True with 100,000 Years. I think just as Lancome are the Dublin punk, folk, left of field, rootsy, gutsy band, that Stick in the Wheel do that for London as well. Just a thought. Now, Liz Knowles on fiddle, Kieran O'Hare on Eland pipes, concert flute and tin whistle, and Pat Broder, also a piper but plays bouzouki and sings. The three of them make up the band Open the Door for Three. Brilliant musicianship and wonderful singing. I love their new album, The Joyful Hour, and I'm going to play you a track from it now that I first heard Martin Carthy sing, Lord knows when, many, many years back, about a horse called Creeping Jane.
I sing you a song, and a very pretty one, concerning Creeping Jane, oh. Why, she never saw a mare nor a gelding in her life, she valued at the worth of half a pin, lol de day dee oh, de diddle lol de day do. She never saw a mare nor a gelding in her life, she valued at the worth of half a pin, lol de day. When Creeping Jane to the race course came, the gentlemen giggled all around though, and all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground, lol the day do, the diddle lol the day do. And all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground, lol the day. They came to the first mile post, Creepin' Janey was far behind, oh. At the lad he flung his whip into the bonny little maid, and he said, me little lassie, never mind, lol the day dee oh, the diddle lol the day do. The lad he flung his whip into the bonny little maid, and he said, me little lassie, never mind, lol the day. When that they came to the third mile post, Creepin' Janey looked blithe and smart, oh. And as then she's lifted up her little lily white hoof, and she cleared past them all like a dart, lol the day, dee oh, the diddle lol the day do. It's then she's lifted up her little lily white hoof, and she cleared past them all like a dart, lol the day. Has won, and she scarcely sweat one drop, oh, for she's able for to gallop the ground all again, while the others is not able for to trot, lol the day, dee oh, the diddle lol the day, though. She's able for to gallop the ground all again, while the others is not able for to trot, lol the day. Now Creeping Janey is dead and gone, and her body lies on the cold ground, oh. I'll go down to me master and tell the boy today to keep her little body from the ground, lol the day, dee oh, the diddle lol the day, do. I'll go down to me master and tell the boy today to keep our little body from the ground, lol the day. Now
Well, the album is The Joyful Hour. The band opened the door for Three, and that cracking track was Creeping Jane. And the album is stuffed full of great stuff like that. I'm going to stay with Irish music for a little while longer, if you don't mind, because I've got a new album from young Rowan Piggott. Many of you will know his father, Charlie Piggott, was one of the founders of De Dannan, that famous Irish folk supergroup, and his mum, Frances, was a fiddler who taught Rowan the fiddler. Both Charlie and Frances obviously influenced the lad's musical development. And Rowan moved to England for a while, studying classical violin, and also trained as a chorister, would you believe? He also went to do a diploma in jazz at Trinity College of Music, but found his way back to his roots and has spent a lot of time playing with loads of different bands, including the wonderful Georgia Lewis and Friends, who have just had a recent album out. If you happen to miss it, that's another one, well, worth checking out. Well, Rowan's own album is called Mount Scribe, and from it this is a beautiful, beautiful version of a song I first heard the MacPeaks singing many, many years back. A Maid Went to Comba, one of the most beautiful Irish songs of love and seduction ever.
A maid going to Comba, her market's to learn. To sell for her mammy 3 hungs fine yarn. She met with a young lad along the highway, which caused this young lady to rumble and say, "Sit down beside me, I mean no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mummy to pay. So hang by yarn still next market day." They sat down together and the grass was so green, and the day was the fairest that ever was seen. The look in your eye would lead angels astray. I could lie in your arms till market day. Come sit down beside me, I mean no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mummy to pay. So hang by yarn still next market day. Down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mummy to pay. So hang my yarn still next market day. sit down beside me, I mean no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas, your mummy to pay. Just hang my yarns till the next market day.
Lovely version there of A Maid Went to Comba from Rowan Piggott's album Mount Scribe. Now, Drop the Floor are a band I know very well. They come from the Clitheroe area, just down the road from me here in Yorkshire. They're across the border in Lancashire. Steve Johnson, a great Eland piper, Martin Bapti on fiddle, Richard Moss on guitar and vocals, and Daniel Burke on tenor banjo. Lovely, lovely tight band. A band that plays as well as this, only does it by knocking the corners off along the road. They've got a brilliant, brilliant sound, and their new album, Fairly Cooking, is certainly fairly cooking because it's full of great tunes and great songs. Richard Moss, who's a pal of mine, said he really likes this next track better than anything, which I think is very modest of him because he's not singing on this one. It's all tunes. Coinlock Glass and Fomair, Cashlin and Orr, and Bally Manus Fair. A slow air followed by some wonderful gutsy music.
Thank you.
great track. Wonderful slow air, followed by two cracking hornpipes, Conleach Glas and Fomair, followed by Caslin an Ór and the Ballymanas Fair. From the album Fairly Cooking, the band Drop the Floor. Really, really well worth getting your hands on that album if you at all love Irish traditional music. Now, Kirsty Law is a Scottish singer and song maker. I love that word, song maker, who draws on the musical traditions of her own native country and collaborates with artists in all kinds of different mediums. Her latest album is a project called Young Night Thought, and it's described in the notes as an audiovisual exploration of the inner child through folklore, song and film. And working with Kirsty Law on this project has been Daniel Warren, the filmmaker, the painter Kirsty Whiten, and the record producer Ben Seal. The track I'm going to play you now has Corinne Polwart on vocals, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece called Underneath the Sycamore.
Shelter, strand by strand.
Wasn't that great? Wonderful, wonderful piece. Reminds me a little bit of Songs of Separation, which, of course, another great concept album made in Scotland again. Isn't it fantastic? There's such great music coming out. A wonderfully exciting time to be in the folk world. Now, Alabama picker and singer and slide player Tony Brook is really hardline Americana. He takes no prisoners. And I love this next track from his new album, Alabama Panorama. It's called Corporate Lie. And I can't remember exactly how the line goes, but there's something in this, listen out for it, about somebody going to church to pretend he has a soul. Good stuff.
I was working for the company. I did all they ever asked me, and I never blinked an eye. I did my best, just like they all taught me, to climb the corporate ladder up to a darkened sky. My boss called me in. He said, grab a cup of coffee, handed me my walking papers. He said, go find a job. I walked away with a lesson in my pocket, and I saw the way a man looks when a dollar is his God. It's just my sweat I paid in tuition. It's just my pride. They can't look me in the eye. It's just my time. I traded to the company. It's just my debt that's a reminder of the big corporate lie. Now my boss just sits up in his ivory tower. He goes home to a wife that he don't love and kids that he don't know. He soaks his head in Scotch whiskey without water, and he goes to church on Sunday to make folks think he's got a soul. And it's just my sweat that I paid in tuition. It's just my pride. They can't look me in the eye. It's just my time. I traded to the company. It's just my debt that's a reminder of the big corporate lie. I found myself just like I always wanted, to be a slave to no one, to be a man and nothing more. Got my reward in a world that I live in. Free carpet baggers and the company store. It's just my sweat I paid in tuition. It's just my pride. They can't look me in the eye. It's just my time. I traded to the company. It's just my debt that's a reminder of the big corporate lie. Thank you.
Love It to Bits. Tony Brook from his album Alabama Panorama with Corporate Lie. And I'm going to stay in the left of field for a little while, if you don't mind, and play you a track from Windborne's new album, Song on the Times. Song on the Times is an illustrated songbook and album bringing together music from working class movements for people's rights in the US and the UK over more than 400 years. They're a four-piece group who sing for today's struggles. Do check them out. Their website is terrific. You'll find a link through on our own website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Meanwhile, here's Windborne with a song that comes from the Diggers, Winstanley, the people who really began the English Revolution when they dug up the soil in Parliament Fields and declared it belonged to all the people. Cromwell took their ideas, got rid of them, and had himself crowned Lord Protector, as a good democratic despot and dictator would.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seeing cavaliers by name, your digging do disdain, and your persons all defame. Stand up now, diggers all.
Your houses they pulled down.
Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pulled down. Stand up now. Your houses they pulled down to fright poor men in town. But the gentry must come down, and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all.
With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, stand up now. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, same cavaliers are bold to kill you if they could, and rights from you withhold.
Stand up now, diggers all.
The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of the ground.
Stand up now, diggers all.
The lawyers they conjoin,
stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. But the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, diggers all.
The clergy they come in,
stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all.
The club is all their law. Stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law. Stand up now. The club is all their law to keep poor folk in awe. But they no vision saw to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
Against the hate and fear, stand up now, stand up now. Against the hate and fear, stand up now. The press have closed their eyes, they spread the tyrant's lies. They'll tell you with their cries who to love and to despise. Stand up now, diggers all.
from the album Song on the Times, which is also an illustrated booklet well worth getting hold of. That's Windborne, Windborne, with the Digger's Song. Now, Duncan Chisholm is one of the greatest musicians ever to come out of these islands. He's a Highland fiddler by tradition, but also a terrific maker of music. Afric is a superb album, one of my favourite albums of all time, and his new CD is absolutely stunning. It's got the lonesome touch to it that Martin Hayes has also got, and yet there's a deep fire burning all the way through it. I've listened to it over and over again, and I'm stunned every time I listen. From the album Sandwood, this is Duncan Chisholm with The White Bird, one of the most beautiful things I've heard all year.
Thank you.
The album is called Sandwood. It was Duncan Chisholm, and that particular track is called The White Bird. And the album is just stunning. Perfect. What can I say about the next two most talented artists? I've loved Hannah Sanders' voice from the very first listen, and Ben Savage is a master musician, both of them deep into the soul of their music. This is, as many of you will know, a Woody Guthrie song. He wrote the words and the tune were put to it by Billy Bragg a few years back. Cracking version of Way Over Yonder in the minor key from the new album Awake from Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage.
Thank you.
Well, I think this new album, Awake, is the best thing that Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage have done. And they've done a lot of really great stuff, I can tell you. Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key from their new album. Cracker. I'm going to play another track from the Bill Lloyd album. Bill Lloyd, Lord of Misrule, who lives up here in the north of England. Wonderful guy. Not having a great time of it at the moment, health-wise, but we're hoping that you pull through, Bill, because we're all rooting for you. His new album is called Ballads of the Unfree, full of great stuff. Bill takes no prisoners. He tells it as it is. And this is the true story of little Omi Wise. Bill Lloyd.
Don't tell me no story. Don't tell me no lies. Tell me the story of little Omi Wise. I'll tell you no story. I'll tell you no lies. How she was deluded by John Lewis's lies. Promised to meet her at Adam's High Spring. Some money he would bring her and other fine things. She flew like an eagle to Adam's High Spring. No money did he bring her nor other fine things. Money, no money, my sweetheart, said he, but hop up behind me and married we will be. She hopped up behind him and away they did go, down by the river where the deep water flows. John Lewis, I'm afraid of your ways. I'm afraid you will lead my poor body astray. He beat her and he banged her. He knocked her around. Then he threw her in the river where he knew that she would drown. Were a fishing all on the Sunday morn. They found little Omi's body down by the old mill pond. They threw the nets around her and pulled her to the bank. They drew her from the water and laid her on a plank. Sent for John Lewis to come to that place. They set her up before him that he might know her face. My name is John Lewis, my name I'll not deny. I killed my own lover, her name was Omi Wise.
Good stuff. Bill Lloyd from his album Ballads of the Unfree with the story of little Omi Wise. Now, Anne Sumner is a singer-songwriter who comes from Croydon. She has a new album out called Beacon, and I think this is just one amazingly beautiful song. Well, let's see what you think. This is Fire on the Mountain. Thank you.
tower of stone. You need to know you're not alone, and you don't ask. Oh, I was shattered by the blows he gave. You never know when distant enemies will come to your aid. And in the shadows of a dying song, your faith is strong and help is on its way.
Lovely, and she's got such a great voice, that really throaty sound. I love it. Good stuff. That was Anne Sumner from her album Beacon with Fire on the Mountain. Now, Niall Teague and the Fast Company have got a new album just out called Big Red Bridge. Niall is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist from Belfast, originally now based in Galway City in the west of Ireland. He and the band play everything from Irish traditional, folk and country, Americana, and the result, I think, is a really, truly original and interesting sound. From the new album, Big Red Bridge, this is Niall Teague and the Fast Company with a cracking song called Poor Boy.
I had a fine young lover. Her name was Rosie Merklin. Though I've traveled far and wandered this world, no better love have I been in. Well, her father, he did not like me. For money I had none, no riches, no standing. If there was a poor boy, I was one. I'm a poor boy. I'm a poor boy, poor boy. I told him my intention. I would make young Rosie my bride. But her father, he did strike me dumb. Told me to stay. Daddy's girls, for if you do, son, you'll go to hell for the fun, and no more you will love in this world.
Cleanse my dirty skin.
Miles Teague and the Fast Company there from the new album Big Red Bridge with Poor Boy. Now, this is a new album, but of old material. One of the bedrock singers of the second wave of the folk revival is, of course, Shirley Collins, a quintessentially English voice, but again, that beautiful, total connect with her music, which marked her out head and shoulders above many and many a singer in the second wave of the folk revival of the 1960s and 70s. Her new album, or I should say the new album from Topic Records, is called An Introduction to Shirley Collins, and from it I've picked I Drew My Ship, which I think is probably one of my favourite songs of hers.
I drew my ship into the harbour. I drew it up where my true love lay. I drew it close by into her window to listen what my love did say. Who's there that knocks loud at my window? Who knocks so loud and would come in? It is your true love who loves you dearly. Then rise, dear love, and slowly, slowly got she up, and slowly, slowly came she down. But before she got her door unlocked, her true love had both come and brisk and broad, he's far away. He's far beyond yon raging main, where fishers dancing and bright eyes glancing have made him quite forget his aim.
Simple and simply beautiful. Shirley Collins with I Drew My Ship, and that's from the Topic album, An Introduction to Shirley Collins. Now, Will Pound is a genius. He plays harmonica like nobody I know. He's also a box player, melodeon player, and his new album is a celebration of folk dance through the seasons. That's the title of the album, Through the Seasons. Joining him are Debs Newbold, who's a storyteller, Ross Grant and Benji Kirkpatrick, two fine, fine musicians. Together they make a hell of a wonderful noise. From the album Through the Seasons, this is Will Pound and the Chaps with the Papa Stour Sword Dance. lot of noisy boys they are. That was the Papa Stewart, Saw Dance, Will Pound, Benji Kirkpatrick and Ross Grant. The album is called Through the Seasons. James Patrick Galvin hails from North London. He's a multi-instrumentalist, a composer. He's got musical and family roots that run through Northern Ireland all the way to the Basque country. He was steeped in Irish music, but he's got a very unique, I think, approach to playing the fiddle and the guitar. I really like his stuff. He's new to me completely, but he works at the forefront of the London folk music scene. He can be found with the Rad Orchestra, Jez Heliod and beyond. His new album is called Chewing the Fat, and from it this is a song which is well worth giving a careful listen to, Lady of Dreams.
To the days mainly larger than life. I lay down past the tube on the right, a place that's remembered by all she knew well. The lady o' dreams, a story to tell. The lady o' dreams, hon. St. Paul and the big men behind all the fuss. The road to Damascus on a red London bus. Sweet Babylon Babel. Drink till you die. The lady of dreams with that look in her eye. The lady of dreams, huh? One day called Alex stood to the side. Some men are easy, some men are white. Colin's upstairs, sometimes he comes down. The lady of dreams a long way from home. The lady of dreams, huh? Rocks to young Robert's delight. The boom's in the cradle on a hot Friday night. The lads are all drinking and the girls are all queer. The lady o' dreams, a pleasant old year. The lady o' dreams. The boys and the squats are still getting it wrong. The end of the world seems to go on and on. Devil's an angel avoiding the light. The lady o' dreams stays open all night. The lady o' dreams. Others like Finn who went off to New York. One from the ribbon, one from the dock. Loose living, Tom Pump, big acoustic guitars. The lady o' dreams up there with the stars. The lady o' dreams. Think back to the days mainly larger than life. Way down past the tube on the right, a place that's remembered by all she knew well. The lady o' dreams, a story to tell. The lady o' dreams, hon. Dreams on.
Lady O' Dreams from James Patrick Gavin's new album, Chewing the Fat. Now, the next duo I know very little about at all. There's not much information on the sleeve notes. They're called Milton Hyde, two words, Milton as in the poet and Hyde as in hide and seek. The album is called Little Fish, and I love this next song. It's got a really rootsy feel to it. It's called Better Off Dead. Lovely stuff. Milton Hyde from their album Little Fish with Better Off Dead. And I will try and find out as much as I can about that duo in the days to come. The folk album of the month recently in The Guardian was What News from Alistair Roberts, Amble Skews and David McGuinness. Alistair Roberts I've followed for a long, long number of years, ever since he first emerged on the folk scene, a very, very interesting, uncompromising singer with his own take on performance as well as the tradition. I love the way he approaches the music, very raw, very undecorative, but very real at the same time. The two people he's working with, David McGuinness is an early music scholar, and Amble Skews is an electronic sonologist, which I'm assuming means sound designer. The result, I think, is terrific. What News is Alistair Roberts' fourth album of entirely traditional material. Gentle and understated, but really, I think, terrific. The main instruments on the album, by the way, are a 19th century piano and a 1920s dulcitone, which apparently is a keyboard instrument in which tuning forks are rung by gently pressed keys. This is Alistair Roberts with a beautiful version of the border ballad, The Fair Flower of Northumberland.
Was walking her lane. Oh, but her love, it was easy won when she heard a Scots prisoner a macking his mane. Aye, and she was the fleur of Northumberland. Saying it's Ogan a lassie would borrow a key. Oh, but her love, it was easy won. I would mark her a lady o' high degree if she'd loose me out fae this prison, says Strand. So she's gone her bend to her father's bedstocks. Oh, but her love, it was easy won. And she's stolen the best key there for money's a brawlock. To loose him out fae his prison, says Strand. And she's gone her bend to her father's stable. Oh, but her love, it was easy won. And she's stolen the best horse that was both fleet and able for to carry them baith to bonny Scotland. Across the Scots muir, he cried, oh, but your love, it was easy won. Get you down from my horse, you're a brazen-faced hoon, although you're the fleur of Northumberland. For it's aye a wife in my ain country. Oh, and your love, it was easy won. And I can't do nothing with a lassie like thee, so you'll need to get back to Northumberland. Well, it's cook in your kitchen, I surely can be. Although my love, it was easy won. And I'll serve your lady most reverently, for I can't go back to my family. Well, it's cook in my kitchen, you can't well be. Oh, and your love, it was easy won. For my lady, she will need servants like thee, so you'll need to get back to Northumberland. Ah, but laith was he, the lassie to tyne. Oh, and her love, it was easy won. So he's hired an old horse and he's feed an old man for to carry her back to Northumberland. She come ben, her father did frown. He cried, oh, but your love, it was easy won. For to gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 16, and you the fair fleur of Northumberland. Ah, but when she come ben, her mother did smile. She said, oh, but your love, it was easy won. For you're no the first lass that the Scots has beguiled, so you're welcome back home to Northumberland. And you winnie want breed, and ye winnie want wine. Oh, and your love, it was easy won. And you winnie want siller to buy a man wi,
and your eye the fair flute of Northumberland.
Beautiful stuff. The Fair Flower of Northumberland, Alistair Roberts. Ooh. That's a big aeroplane going over the shed. Sorry about that. The Fair Flower of Northumberland, Alistair Roberts, Amble Skews and David McGuinness. The new album, What News? God, I've got time for a couple more tracks. I'm not going to end the show right here. I promised at the beginning I was going to play you another track from Coda's new album, Train of Spirits, the seven-man band from County Mayo, God help us. I cannot state too strongly how wonderful I think these guys are. I've got both their albums now, and I think they are fabulous. So, I'm going to play one of my favourite tracks from the album, which I think is pronounced Kasakam na Fiedene. I don't know what it means, but it's wonderful. Here's Coda.
Ek kasu kam na fadhi ni ragon na sa se chedit her hi to la we te she te sa chad na kari de ni ag sa ring ye do it de ag sa ring ye do it daddy o sa ring ye do it de ag sa ring ye do the daddy o Vi bondi kinni spani kinni snedi baki chevan Shilalvi bota darsa leid kamina khala fila Ag sa ring ye do Agus a ring ye do a daddy o, agus a ring ye do a daddy, agus a ring ye do a daddy o. I hear the alda darin for the tuna, the lansi goes na kasseri a cat na kali me. Agus a ring ye do a daddy, agus a ring ye do a daddy o, agus a ring ye do a daddy, agus a ring ye do a daddy o. Father near a gullus chas is vidic, her heave the love with Jesha dish that chaff me calibre. We agus a ring a do a day, agus a ring a do a daddy, oh, so ring a do a day, agus a ring a do a daddy, oh, so ring a do a day, agus a ring a do a daddy, oh, so ring a do a day, agus a ring a do a daddy, oh.
do like that. Great stuff. Casa Camna Ferene, I think that's how you pronounce it, from Coda's new album, Train of Spirits. Listen, thanks ever so much for listening to the last two and a little bit hours of the very best in new releases and the folk roots and acoustic scene. I'm sorry if I haven't talked as much as usual, but there's two reasons for that. One is I've got a really rusty voice, courtesy of a bloody horrible cough, which not just I, but most of the British Isles seems to have had for the last 2 months. Some kind of lurgy. I think it's aliens invading from outer space. So the voice hasn't been great. And also, I wanted to get as much music as possible. So that meant I talked less. Probably a damn good thing. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Information on all the singers and artists and musicians you've heard on the show. And there's also a little donate button, should you wish to add a few quid, because believe it or not, we do have to pay for heating, lighting, licenses, and for the server space for the shows that go out. So a few bob thrown our way would help and keep the show going. Some of you have been incredibly, incredibly generous, but believe it or not, just a few quid does help a hell of a lot. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to finish with another track from Peter Knight and John Spires. This is Scan Tester's number one step dance, followed by Murphy's Hornpipe. And as the last note of Murphy's Hornpipe sounds, I shall be on my way down the road to the pub for a pint of Saltaire Blonde. Do look after yourselves, take care, mind how you go, and be nice to each other, because this is the only life we've got. Not a rehearsal, may as well enjoy it. Ta-ra!